again, the Tosfos having mechuyev shvua ve'en yochel lishava. One aide says that he saw somebody grab the nascha from the other one. The grabber agrees that he grabbed, but he says didi chatfi. So Rav Ami was puzzled, what should we say here? Mitzad echad, he says, we can't stam b'machayev him to pay, given that he's molded, that he grabbed, because leka trei sahadi. There aren't two aidim that saw and grabbed, so the pashtus is, as the Rashbam explains, that he has a migu, hasha'asar migu, he didn't have to say that he was a grabbing. Therefore, you can't machayev him based on his hodah that he grabbed. On the other hand, lifterei, should we use such a migo and pater him? No, ikachat sahada, there is an eid achad who's machayev shvua. So you can't let him go off the hook without anything. There's a chiv shvua that in fact is imposed on him based on the fact that eid is made that he grabbed. On the other hand, lishtava, should we actually have him take a shvua because he's machayev shvua? But he says, I grabbed. So therefore, I explained to Rashbam, he's unable to take the shvua hamutelas alav, the shvua of lochatvi, because that's the shvua that the eid achad is mechayev. And therefore, we're left with the situation of mechuyev shvua ve'en yochel lishava, and this is what Rav Abba comes along and is mechadish, that in a case of a person who has the obligation to take a shvua, but he's not in a position to do so, so the halacha becomes that he has to pay. Tosus explains, have mechuyev shvua ve'en yochel lishava, Shahrei Moda. Tos explaining why he's in Yochel Shava. Why? Tos explains because he's Moda that Chataf. Chor, what Tosus means is like the Rashbam here, that the problem is that you have to take a Shvua of Lo Chatfi, since that's what the aid is Mechayv you to take, the Shvua to contradict his words. And his Eidus was Chataf, so therefore the Shvua that you're required to take would be Lo Chatafti. And you're unable to do that because you're moda l'divrei ha'ed. So that's l'chor what Tosfos means, shahrei moda. Frek Tosfos v'yim tomar v'lehemnei b'shvua v'may da'amar didi chatfi v'migu di boyama lo chatfi. Frek Tosfos, why not believe him with a migu when he says didi chatfi, he should be able to take a shvua and be believed didi chatfi with a migu of lo chatfi. So we will masbir. What does Tosfos mean? Tosfos is bringing in the issue of migu. The Gemara is already discussing the migu, as we spoke out in the Gemara. The Rashbam already reads into the Gemara. When the Gemara says, l'shalem leka trei sahadi, what was the Gemara thinking? That the reason why you can't be mechayev him is because he has a migu. That's what it means. Leka trei sahadi. That means he didn't have to be moda, and there aren't two aidim that saw him grab. So he has a migu, he didn't have to be moda. That was what the Gemara was saying. And the Gemara continues and says, on the other hand, lifterei, should we use the migu to patrim? No, ikachat sahad. So the Gemara is spelling out that the migu cannot discharge your obligation. You have a chiv shvua here. You can't become patr based on the migu. The Gemara says ikachat sahad. So what's Tosfos coming in now with a kasha about a migu? The Gemara already addressed the migu. Teretz's Tosfos understands what the Gemara was saying. Tosfos didn't ask the kasha on the line of Gemara of Lifterei Ikachat Sahada. The Gemara was discussing why not use the Hodas Baudin against him. He's Moda that he grabbed. So he should be Machoyev because he's Moda he grabbed. The answer is he has a Migu. On the other hand, that can't be enough because there's an Erechad. So now what? So he has a Chiv Shvu on him. And the Migu hasn't solved that problem. And now Rav Abba says, if you have a chiv shvua that you can't take, you have to pay. Frek Tosfos now, Akasha, after the fact that the Gemara already works its way through, that we don't know what to do, and then we come up with the idea of that, mitoch sheni yachshav mishalem. Frek Tosfos, but I have a migu that should help you avoid the chiv tashumin that you have now determined that because he's in yachshav mishalem, no. Here's a migu. This is not the issue of the migu and the gemara before. The gemara's migu had to do with the migu of lochatfi stam, the dichatfi atu lochatfi. So that's why you can't right away mechayev him. On the other hand, that would not solve the problem completely because you have to take a shvua on lochatfi. But now the Gemara says you're unable to take a shvua, so what is the din mishalim? Fektosis, you have a migu that should help you not have to pay. Namely, take a shvua, didi chatfi. Believe him now with the tiny didi chatfi, because he could have said lo chatfi. Lo chatfi would have required a shvua at the Seder. He's taking a shvua now too. So everything is equal. You take a shvua now, believe him with the taina that you're swearing to now, because you could have taken the shvua of lo chatfi. And if that is a good migu, then what does Tosis want to say? Therefore, how can you be mechayiv him to pay based on the klal of ein yochel shavu mishalein? He's in yochel shavu what shvua? The lo chatfi. Granted, that's true. Harei moda, Tosis already told us. We understand. The chiyuv shvua is ein achad that he can't take. So now that he can't take that shvua seid echad, what do you want to do? You want to pin him with a chiyuv tashlumin, chiyuv mamon, mitoch, she'en yachos ha-mishalim. Sektosis, how could it be? That chiyuv mamon that you want to pin on him, based on the klal of mitoch, that chiyuv mamon should not be carried out because he has a migu to pater himself from that chiyuv mamon. What's the migu? A new migu. A migu that he could swear, didi chatfi, this is not the shvua seid echad. This is a shvua to support his taina that enables him to be believed on that taina with a migu that he could have said didi lo chatfi and had a shvua and been believed with lo chatfi with the shvua, so take the shvua didi chatfi. And he have a migu, grant him the manas of didi chatfi because he's swearing now to didi chatfi. Memela, how can you mechayev him with the din mitoch? You understand? I'm saying this for a reason. Because when we're going to work through the, Yes Hashem, we're going to go all the way through the Rivam now. So you realize the Rivam is stepping in dafka on this particular nekuda. In other words, the answer is mitoch does not allow for such an option. We're going to get there. We'll speak it out inside. But the point is that the Rivam is taking on this kasha head on. Tosis is going to, you know, go different places before we get to the Rivam. The point is, Tosis is asking on the din of mitoch, the din mishalem, that the din, the chel tashum, and that now you want to pin on him because he's unable to take a shvua. I have a migu to pater from that chiyuv mamon. That's what Tosis is asking. Hold your fire, Chaim. Let's see a little bit into Tosis. So now Tosis is going to present a few possibilities why this migu is not a good migu. Says Tosis number one, v'chitem. If you have, hold your kasha for later. Don't forget it. Just if it gets resolved, good. If not, we'll hear it later. V'chi teima suggests Tosvos the halo chashiv migu. This is not a good migu that you could say lo chatfi and take a shvua. So therefore, say the dichatfi with the shvua. Why not? The haimam lo chatfi hayichayv shvua deiraisa. After all, that's the Shvua Seid Echad. That's the Shvua D'Oraisa. So therefore, because Lo Chatfi is the Shvua D'Oraisa, you cannot be believed. You don't have a good migu. Tosfos doesn't explain exactly what's wrong with that. So it's the Shvua D'Oraisa, so what? But Tosfos says it's not a good svara. That it shouldn't be a migu because it's a Shvua D'Oraisa over there. So it says, Lohi, I have a first Gemara that you do have a migu, even though the other taina that you would have had to, that you would have said and won with would have required shvu d'oraisa. The Amar b'moches abay samavki zchaver b'shtar neman gomer chzar tivgach b'shvua migu diboy b'shvua migu diboy yom anens davi neman b'shvua. The nifkad can say chzar tiv on the pikadon and be believed with a migu that he could have said nensu. And the Gemara explains that just as Nensu requires a Shvua to be believed, Shvua Sashomrim, so too, he could say Echzartiv, and he'd have to take a Shvua, and he'd be believed with the Shvua on Echzartiv. Says Tosis, but wait, Afagav de Benensu ikas Shvua Doraisa. That Shvua of Nensu is a Doraisa, so yet, you see, you can still have the Shvua of Nensu, and Amigu on that Taina Nensu, that you could have said Hechzartiv with the Migu of Nensu, because he could have said Nensu with the Shvu, even though that's a Shvu D'Orais. Again, Tosis doesn't really spell out what's the issue here. But Tosis, you see, it's not true. The fact that it's a Tain of a Shvu D'Orais doesn't in any way stop the Migu. Now it's a Shvu, that would have been a Shvu, that's a Shvu D'Orais, it's a good Migu. Because Nensu is a Shvua D'Oraisa, and yet you still say Migu. Mil Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, the Pirish Shvuah de Nensu Dasa Midrabbanan. Rabbeinu Tam happens to hold that the Shvuah Nensu, if it's just one item, one para, one item, there the Shvuah Sashom Nensu would not be the Raisa. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the only time you have a Shvuas HaShomrim of Nensu is if there's something else that you were mowed at the same time that you tied to Nensu. On one item you said, that's yours, I agree, I'm giving it back to you, I'm Chayiv. And the other item, you claim a Ptur of Nensu. That's when it's a Chir Shvuah Daraisa of Shvuas HaShomrim. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, if it's just one item, it would be on Shvuah Rabbana. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, one could still live with this answer. This vechitema could be an answer. Then Asi Shapir. But not according to Rabbeinu Tam, then this answer falls away. Because you see before Shinat Gemar Dafayin that even though there's a Shvuah D'oraisa on the other taina, still there's a migul. What exactly is the problem? So I think there are numerous ways we can learn. Let's try to be mazbir one way now. Maybe after the whole Tosis will come back and maybe suggest another way.
What's the problem
that's what I want to explain. Right. Now, according to Tosis right now, he's presenting one solution to the problem. The problem being, let's use a migo of the dichatu with the shvua that you could have said lo chatu with the shvua and use that to pater him from the mammon that the mitoch is mechayev him. The din mitoch is the basis for mechayvim tashumin. We have a migul to pater from that chiyuv tashumin. So Tosis, maybe the migul is no good because the migul is that you could have said the other taina that would have requested with the rice. So Tosis knocks it down, possibly because the case of Nensu is such a case. But according to Beinu Tam, it's not a good dechiyah. According to Beinu Tam, one could say that there it's only drabanan by Nensu, and therefore you could still live with this teretz. What exactly is the svarim? So let's suggest simply, without getting to the nuances of what exactly is the shvuah of Hechzartiv, and what is the shvuah of the Dichatvi when you have a migu. It's simply the fact that the taina that you could have said doesn't have nemanus on its own merits. The haraya, the only way you could accept that taina is if he takes the shvuah d'oraisa. Shvuah d'oraisa means that the taina is nothing unless you take a shvuah. Then we'll let you win with the taina. But short of a shvuah, the taina is zero. So Tosis would be saying the following. Migu, as we've been saying many, many times, is not simply a magi l'shaker idea. It may be that also. But it has to also translate into idea of what we call koach ha-taina, that the other taina has an emunah that is able to grant to this taina. With the ma'al shaker, you tap into the emunah of the other taina and you become believed with this taina. Now, here is what we could suggest. If the other taina only wins with the shvur, and not stam shvur, shvur d'oraisa, that means that really the taina has a big barrier to being accepted. Without a shvua, the taina has no nemanus. The Torah requires a shvua for that taina to be accepted. That means that the taina lacks its own din to be accepted. You need the shvua to be allowed to be accepted and based in such a taina. So the taina lacks its own nemanus. So in a chanami, you're bringing a shvua right now too, on the taina that you're making now. And even if you argue the ma'al shaker, the same trappings of shvuah d'oraisa that you might have over there, where they close the lights, whatever they do, they intimidate you, whatever the trappings of shvuah d'oraisa are, mesech the shvuas, let's even say all of that would even be taking place in the taina now, the dichat v'yachzartiv. It's not about a problem in the person's psychology that there's no ma'al shaker because that's a shvuah d'oraisa, I'm afraid of that, but I'd rather say this. No, in the ma'al shaker, there's nothing missing. The same circumstances, the same chumras that exist in that shvua would be over here too. Whether it's mamish d'oraisa, whether it's kein d'oraisa, this is what the shach and the ksos get involved with. But let's even leave all that aside. Granted, the ma'al shaker is the same. Tosis means the following. But you cannot win with a migu off of a taina that it doesn't have a din to be accepted. Because where's the Nemaris coming from? From a Taina that requires a Shvut Oraisa. Shvut Oraisa means that the Taina is nothing. You need a Shvut to win. Why is Shvut Rabbanan better? Still, you might say you can't win. The answer is very simple. Shvut Rabbanan just means that, yeah, you have to also take a Shvut. It's a technical requirement. That would be the difference. Shvut Rabbanan means, we believe you, you're a nice guy, you're telling the truth, your Taina is a good Taina. But Afo Pekin, Rabbanan want you to also take a Shvut. That would be the idea of Shvut Rabbanan. Not that Shvut Rabbanan means that they took away the basic nemunas that the Taina has in it. The rice of the Taina is perfect. Rabbanan don't go ahead and recreate, you know, take away the nemunas and then give it back or grant the new nemunas with the Shvut. What they do is they say, yeah, good, your Taina has something going for it, but we want a Shvut. Shvut Rabbanan is fine for a migul because the Taina basically is a fine Taina. Just need to take a Shvut. Shvut Doraisa is worse. Shvut Doraisa means that the Torah is saying there's no nemanus to this Taina unless you take a Shvut. So Tosis will mean that very spur. That if the Taina that you want to, you could have said, is a Shvut Doraisa, it requires a Shvut Doraisa, then such a Taina doesn't have nemanus without a Shvut Doraisa. So therefore, you can't say migul for such a Shvut. So Tosfos says, you see, not that way. Why? Because if you assume that the Shvut of Nansu is a Doraisa, not like Rabbeinu Tam. So yet, you see, you can make a Shvut of a Hechzartiv and be believed with a migul of Nansu. So you see, the Svar is not a good Svar. And where do we go wrong? Why isn't the Svar a good Svar? I mean, after all, isn't migul about Koach HaTaina after all? Does Tosis mean that? No, because it's still Ma'al Rishaka. Tosis means that. Well, we can say better than that. What can we say? What do we suggest? That even if the Torah says you need a Shvuah, it's not that therefore there is no Nemanis to the Taina. The Nemanis is there with a proviso. In other words, the Taina has a Nemanis that if you take a Shvuah, the Taina will be accepted. That's how you frame it. The Taina, it's like you can see the Nemanis there, right there above the Taina, just you have to, with the Shvuah, it didn't to be accepted. The Taina has the manas there. It's just that it's floating above it. You just take with the Shvuah, you'll be accepted. The din is to accept the Taina with the Shvuah. So that manas that exists on that Taina, that with the Shvuah, you'll believe it. I'm drawing out that manas to what I'm doing now, that I'm going to believe this Taina with the Shvuah. Perfect. The other way would have said, no, it's not that the Taina has a din to be accepted with the Shvuah. The Taina is a zero. The Shvuah, then you win, the Shvuah. The Taina, the fact is a din of Shvuah that takes away, that strips away the Nemanis from the Taina. And if the Svar is not true, Tosis proves from the fact that you can say by Nensu, a Migu of Nensu, and it's a Shvuah the Rice of Nensu, that it means that the Taina has a din to be accepted with the Shvuah. So that Nemanis that exists to be accepted with the Shvuah, that's what the Migu does for you. That he brings that Nemanis over to this Taina. Yeah, that's what I'd like to say right now, for simplification purposes. That could be what Tosis means. Tosis doesn't say a word about the Taina right now being anything less than the Doraisa. Tosis is simply talking about the fact that there's a Taina Doraisa there, and that's a Shvuah Doraisa over there. And that's the problem. You can't build a migul off of a Taina that needs a Shvuah Doraisa. Okay, so this is one solution to the problem of migul. Again, for Rabbeinu Tam, we can still use it. Not for Rabbeinu Tam, we can't use it. Question, yeah?
Why can't we just say in terms of the Shvuah giving the Taina their manas? Why is that?
Well, the Shvuah gives the Taina their manas, but then how do you understand it? In other words, so right now, without the Shvuah, what's the status of the Taina? Do you see the manas there in the abstract, or do you not? You could say the Shvuah gives the nemanis to the Taina, but that means lekisha yishba.
Right.
It's not that the Taina has a din nemanis with the Shvuah. It's that when you have the Shvuah, then you have nemanis. But meanwhile, short of the Shvuah, there's no nemanis to draw on. The reservoir is empty. Or the pshat, no, the reservoir is there. The nemanis is there. Just that the nemanis is defined and framed in such a way that you understand. You have to take the Shvuah for it to be applied.
But the Shvuah, I mean, either way.
What?
Either way, as long as you don't have the Shvuah, you don't have the Nemanis.
So that's correct. But that's why I say those are the two sides to the issue. Tosis says, you see from the Gemara Daf Ayin that despite the fact that you need a shvu d'oraisa on them. So still, you can use a migul off of that. So that's because Tosus would say the nemanis is there. The nemanis is just that it's defined in such a way that the din is a taina has a din to be accepted with the shvu. So the nemanis is there, but defined and regulated. It's an amanus in the taina with the shvu. Or do you say no? The nemanis is absent. When you take the shvua, suddenly you got the nemanis to the taina. Then it's empowered. But without the shvua, you have nothing to pull on. You have nothing to draw on. So I say it's two ways to look at it. I don't think Tosa's issue is, well, we have Malach Shaker anyway. I'd rather not say that the issue has to do with Malach Shaker versus Koach HaTaina. More mistaber is that we understand there's a notion of Koach HaTaina, but who says there's no Koach HaTaina just because you have to take a shvua? Okay, so the nemanis is there, that with the shvua you'll be relieved. So that's the taina, that koch is there to draw. Or no, without a shvua, there's nothing there. It will magically appear when he'll take the shvua, but the taina doesn't have anything right now to draw on with the migul. Okay, you can play with this a little bit, but this is the basic idea I want to say is, again, Tosus is not talking about the taina now being any less. It's the Rabbanan, it's not the Raisa, that's the Raisa. Tosus say that. Tosus focuses on the fact that the taina that you could have said requires a shvua d'oraisa. And that's the problem. But you see, it's not a good svara, because if your whole nensu is a shvua d'oraisa, you see that you can have a migul of a taina named shvua d'oraisa.
I was just wondering why
Tosus
preferring you, why Tosus didn't take a more simple approach that a d'oraisa is. How mean was that d'oraisa is more people are more afraid of making shvuah d'oraisa, yeah. So it wouldn't matter.
So close the lights for this shvuah too. Okay, so they'll close the lights, they'll close the, you know, I mean, whatever they do, they light the candles, I forget the details in Mishnah, in Shavuot, what they do there for Shavuot D'oraisa, whatever they'll do there, they'll do it here too.
I'm just saying,
they light candles, maybe.
In sorrow, it would be a more serious affair.
Look, there are other ways to learn Tosis. I saw someone wanted to say the issue is that maybe you can't construct a migul to make a shvuah for the sake of a migul. That's what Tosis would mean. Yeah, I don't see it in the words of Tosis very much. You're asking, stop Tosis, you say something else. Maybe you're just more afraid of that shvuah. Yeah, but technically it's a chiv shvuah. But here it's not a chiv shvuah, it's for the migul. But if you can construct the same circumstances for the shvuah now, Lumashal, if you do a shvuah d'rabbanan or a shvuah for migul and you say sheker, it's not lo sisa d'oraisa. And of course, what you're asking. If a person says, does the shvuah and the chiv is a d'rabbanan, and he swears with sheker, it's less of a sin than if it was a shvuah d'oraisa he was b'chiv to take and he swore falsely. I don't know. I can argue not that way. I think it'd be the same lo sisa. You took Hashem's name in vain. It's a sin. I don't know. It would be less of an. It would be only for the shvu. The chiv is the rice, and then it would be a very the rice. I don't hear.
What Rebbe just said about that other side for mitzvos.
I just yeah okay.
I'm just saying, wouldn't you have to make a shvu either way because the person saying you ate my fruit and you're saying.
No. This is not about mitzvos. This
is shvu'as hasis.
No. Here in our Gemara.
Yeah, no matter what, there would be shvu'as.
No, to the contrary. You're losing.
I'm saying if you would have made
if you would have said lo chatfi.
Because he can't say the right, yeah.
Okay, but the fact is he said the dichat.
Right, so, but let's say he didn't say, let's say there wasn't even no aid, like if there was no aid at all. If there's no aid at all, you would
then he's believed right away, then he didn't need anything. Then he's believed with that issue. Ah, you mean stop? The guy is going to taina. You took my money.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So the taina's bari of the other guy would cause shvuas hesis. Memoni gabach. He should take a shvuas hesis. Okay. So what are you asking?
So I didn't understand that other side that Tosos is inventing a shvuah. Tosos isn't inventing a shvuah. You would have to make a shvuah anyway. So it's easy cut. Why does he? They were saying, oh.
Okay. I hear. Okay, so I never said it. Okay, say it. Good. Because I saw somebody such a pshat. I don't need to see the words regardless. Good. Lamaisa, this is one way we're going to learn Tosus. Okay, the point is, off of a taina that you need for the rice on, you can't build a migu. Atosis may knock that down, maybe not. Maybe for a bit of time we could still say it. This is all one way to resolve the kasha. But now Tosis goes differently. Tosis is not tied down to Rabbeinu Tam. So Lamaisa, the first svara, Tosis is not, certainly not going to help us completely. So Tosis tries something else. V'lekulameimar nami. Tosis is already knocking it down before he says it. But what is he presenting? Another possibility. Maybe the following. Dahai lo chashiv migu. To say, to believe him, didichati with the shvua, that he could have said lochat with the shvua, is not considered a migu. Why? Because he would not have the nerve, the boldness, to say lochatfi and say something against an aid. Why not? One or two reasons. One reason is lochatzis, stand alone. Oh, mishum sheyare shlo yifsiru ha'edus, ha'edu balanascha. Either he wouldn't have the nerve to go against the aid, or that he's dafka afraid of doing it because he could become pasul ha'edus. How would be pasul ha'edus? Shifsiru ha'edus ha'edu balanascha. The aid himself who saw him grab, and the guy whose nascha was in his possession before, he also says he grabbed. So those two combine to say Eidus to pasul him as a gazlin by saying chataf. And if he say lo chataf, he'd be pasul Eidus. How is it so that the balanascha could combine to say Eidus to pasul him? He's a baldover. The balanascha, he's a baldover. He says, you took it from me. Kedam perek zebore, Tosus brings Sanhedrin, the baldover meheman lemeimar ledidi osman beribisa. That a baldover could say that you lent me beribis, not to Mechayev himself, or make himself a Rasha, but in purposes of making the other person a Pasul Eidus, for being Malveh and Beribis. So what do you see? That Benogea, Pasuling the other, even a Baldover could combine with another aid to do that. So Tosis is now suggesting in the Lekel Meimar that the reason there's no Migu is because he's afraid to say Lo Chatfi. The Migu is believe in the dichatfi with the shvur because he said lochatfi with the shvur. But the answer is he's afraid to, he doesn't want to say lochatfi. Either he's lochatzif to contradict the eid, or because he's afraid by saying lochatfi, he opens himself up to become a pasul eidus. Now, Tos going to knock this down in a second. Just, let's just cheshbin out for a second. First, the second thing. This idea of yare, so it's a mamash of a cheshbin of pshat here, a problem to work out. So what is it? What he tells me? He's afraid he'll pass on me'edus if he'll say lo chatfi. And if he says didi chatfi, he doesn't have that fear. Why not? No. The guy, the aid says chataf and the guy says chataf. Imagine two aidim saw him grab and he says didi chatfi. So what? He would not be pasul eidus. He says didi chatfi, but everyone knows that he grabbed. Two aidim say he grabbed. And no gazla should be pasul eidus. Because every time you have a potential situation that you did a ma'aseh gzeila, the guy will always shout back, no, I took my own. So he shouldn't be pasul eidus because he can say didi chatfi. What does Tosis mean? Seemingly, if it's clear that he was chataf, then he can't defend himself with didi chatfi. So the same potential problem of becoming pasul eidus should exist now as then. What does Tosis mean? You're afraid to say that because you'd be pasul eidus, and now you wouldn't become pasul eidus with a dichatfi. Yeah. Tosis, either way, you're not considering a gebe eidus. That's Tosis derived from Sanhedrin, that the baldover can say ugabe pasul the other one eidus. He can say you gave me ribis. I am me. He's not believed. Yeah, but ugabe him. He's believed to pasul for doing that there. The same thing, Tosis is bringing that to our case. So in the case over here, what do you mean, chazaka?
If the guy, if the baldover, balnaska wants to say it was mine, then that's worse than saying that and going against him when he says lochati. Because lochati is admitting that.
You're saying what? If he says chataf, chatidi chatafti, and he does it, and then the other one said, you grab.
Mine,
This kasha is a tumul. I don't have a good answer. It's a tumul. I mean, look, it could come out from this a chidush and a chenami. It sounds radical, but that the only time a good person becomes pasul eidus is if he'll say that he denies it, that he ever took it. But if he says I grabbed my own, maybe with such a taina he would not become pasul eidus. Not a simple thing. I'm asking the following. Tosis is suggesting right now that the reason it's not a good migu to say didichatvi and swear didichatvi, that he could have, because he could have said lochatvi and swear lochatvi, is because one of two things. Either he's uncomfortable saying lochatvi to contradict the aid, so lochatsif lochatvi, we'll come back to that in a minute. Or secondly, because he's afraid to say lochatvi because he becomes possibly pasulei eidus if the baal dover and the aid will combine and say against him chataf, and he'll be contradicting him and saying lo chataf. So even though the baldava can't be believed the gabe the mammon, but he'll be believed the gabe that he should be pasuleidus for having grabbed, and he says he didn't. But two adim say he grabbed, so two adim saw him doing a ma'aseh gzeila. So he's afraid of becoming pasuleidus. So I'm asking a simple question, and Tosis means, and therefore he prefers to tie the what? The dichatvi, because then he won't have that concern. Why not? He says the dichatvi. The aid will say chataf, and the guy, the bala nascha, will say that chataf, and he says the day chataf. Two aidim say he grabbed, so he should be pasul eidus the same way. What kind of excuses did dichataf? If two aidim say chataf, you're not believed to say that I grabbed my own. There is something different about this case, though. There is some difference. If two adim say chataf, it's maybe worse. Why? What are you thinking?
Are they believed or not?
No, they are believed. But the reason why it's not, tells me, is it's not a migu. We want to say, why doesn't he have a migu? He could have said lo chatafti and take a shvua. He's afraid to say lo chatafti. Because if he does that, then he has to be afraid in saying that he'll be going against two aidim, because the aid says chataf and the guy himself says chataf, and if he says lo chatfi against two aidim, he'll lose and he'll become pasul eidus. That's Tosis is saying, and therefore he doesn't want to say lo chatfi. So the mashmos of Tosis, it would be mashma from Tosis that if he would say didi chatafti, he won't be pasul eidus, even though the guy will say he grabbed and the aid says he grabbed. That's why I'm going to be ma'ori here. So why would that be? Why would that be any better for him? So I say there's a big tumult about this question. I don't want to go into it, but lemaisa, it's a problem in the cheshbon of the pshat of Tosis. It's a problem for whatever the reason. Let's just say, maybe you don't become pasul eidus. We say dichat only if you deny it b'chal completely. Maybe such a sheet would exist. I'll cope on him. That was one way that it's not a migul. What's the other way that's not a migul? Simply that alone. Lo havi chatzif l'meimar lo chatfi. In other words, what's the svar idea? What's the svar here? That you don't feel comfortable saying lo chatfi and going against the aid. What's the idea? What's the svar behind this? What do we call that? Migul dahazim. Yeah. Did we see anything like this before? That should, that you can bring in to associate with this. You don't feel comfortable saying something to go against, something or somebody, right? What comes to mind? Rava Bar Sharshim, exactly. Rava Bar Sharshim, the way, according to Tosis Pshat in the Gemara. This was Tosis Pshat in the Gemara, one daf earlier. When Abaye says to Rava Bar Sharshim that you Migu, that he said, Kuchi biyadi lo matzis amrit. Not that you would be believed to say gukucha because of the macha, whatever the Rashbam's pshat. Remember, Rabbi Sharshim, go to Rabbi Sharshim. Gukucha, that's the amrit, meaning you would not want to say gukucha because there's a call that says otherwise. There's ardiyasmi, so you would not feel comfortable saying gukucha. So it's a migudaza. So the same way you have the pshat in the Gemara and Daf Gamed Gimel, that a person does not feel comfortable saying a tain against a call, so it's not a good migu. So Tosis is suggesting a simple svar here. A person is not comfortable saying a taina that goes against an eid achad. An eid achad said, chataf, he doesn't feel comfortable saying something that contradicts the eid. Who makes that analogy to Rav Sharshim? Tosis and Shuas. Tosis and Shuas says this and brings Rav Sharshim. So Tosfos is considering two variations of the same idea, that it's not a migu because you're not going to willingly say lo chatfi, because you don't want to go against the aid, or because you're afraid of becoming pasul eidus. Now, this issue came up earlier. Who remembers? The issue that maybe there's such a svara that you'd not want to go against the aid, and that's why you're not, it's not a good migu to go against it, that that's called a migu da aza. Where do we see that in the earlier Tosfos? Lamed Amud Aleph. There's two lines. Again, you can chaz it over later, all of the details of it, but it's two lines in the Tosfos. I just want to recite in the Tosfos for you, just to see that this issue had already been addressed in Tosfos Daf Lamed. This same point Tosfos is raising here. The case over there, the Kitzer, was a case of Minoch Zavinte with a migu of what? A migu of
La'adam.
There was no Eidei Marukama. So the person, the mocher, could have gotten away with saying Minoch Zavinte, even though, right, Toch Gimel, he doesn't have a star. He has a migu of La'adam. The Tosfos in that context discusses whether such a migu of the mocher could work, and then maybe that should work for the lokeach. The Tosfos says, that in a case with the lokeach, second guy, will bring edim that darba mocher yomechad, and the mocher would have won with this migo that I just gave you, this migo that he could say, not submit the migo of Ladam. But remember, the lokeach was moda, so the second guy. He doesn't have the migo of Ladam. So Tosfos discusses over there, and that Tosfos whether you can use a taninan on a tine that the mocher would win with based on a koach ha-taina of a taina that the lokeach would not win with. That's the context over there. In the middle of that discussion, Tosfos sends us back to our sugya of Nafchad Ravab. Tosfos says that it would win, tainin lokeach, because, after all, the mocher would have been believed to say, Zavinta minach with the migu di b'yam ha-les ha-shachal me'olam. Now Tosfos questions that migu right there. Is that really so? Would this mocher, had he been the guy in the Din Torah, and he never would have sold it to this guy, would he have had a migu that he could have said Ladam? Wait a second. That means, to say Ladam would mean going against who? 1 aid. Who's the 1 aid? The Gokeach, who happens to be here in lieu of the mocher for this Din Torah. But this guy, this Gokeach knows very well, because he was Moder. So this lokeach would have had to, would relinquish the karka. He would not be able to keep the karka with the ladam. He can't. He would have to give it up. So maybe that's the reason why even the mocher doesn't have a migu, because his ladam would mean he'd be going against an eidach. And Tosfos is going to prove Ma'ar Gemara, the same thing Tosfos now is going to prove Ma'ar Gemara, that this is obviously not a good svara. That to go against an Eid Achad is not a big deal. Going against what is a big deal? Nigud Azza. What we saw in Rabbi Asharshim. Going against a Kol. Yeah. But you cannot compare going against a Kol, going against an Eid Achad. What is, and Tosfos Gufa is going to prove the same thing that he does right now. So let's see now in both places. You see, I'm just throwing the line. Two Tosfos. Tosfos says, you can't say the Svara. Go back to our Tosfos, then we'll go back to the other Tosfos. Tosfos says, the Hamashma. This the Hamashma is what? It's connecting to the words, to which words? The Hamashma is connecting to which words? Good. The Lekel HaMeimer. The Lekel HaMeimer, now comes the whole thing that Lekel HaMeimer. Now he's going to tell you why Lekel HaMeimer. Why can't you say that he has no migu because he doesn't feel comfortable saying La'adam, doesn't want to feel Lochatfi, yeah? Or Yare, can be. The Hamashma, the Ilav, the Eid Mechaivo Shvua, Hayapatu. It's clear in our Gemara that, it's Mashma in our Gemara, I should say, that without the Din, that an eid is machayev shvuah, were it not true that an eid is machayev shvuah, there were no din of a chiyuv shvuah neid echad, then hayapat. Then he would be pater, meaning that's the line in the Gemara that says, "L'shalem leka trei sahadi." Right, and then you get into the problem of the eid machayev shvuah. Not machayev shvuah, you'd be pater. Why would you be pater? Your moda that you grabbed, v'haynu al korchach b'migul. Why else? How could you be pater? You say dichatfi. But obviously you grabbed, you're a gazlan. We know that you grabbed his. Because we assume it was his. If once we know grabbed it, you see you as a gazlan. No, the ilav migul afko kimine remember the dichatfi. If of two Adam say you grabbed, you can't defend yourself with dichatfi. Why? Because we see you as a gazlan. So if you say didichatfi, Rabosai, come to Beis Din and say I grabbed, but didichatfi. So why would you be believed? Only because of amigo. Only because of amigo. So once you, but now you're shooting down the amigo. You just shut down the amigo. What have you said? You don't have amigo. You don't want to say lochatfi because you don't want to go against an eid. So then if that's the case, who needs the chiv shvu of the eidachad? Who needs the chiv shvu of the eidachad? You know why you have to pay? Because you don't have a migul. Finished. The Gemara is constructed on the fact that there's a migul here. And the migul can only, right, the migul would be good, but there's a chiv shvu of the eidachad and the in yachul shava. Let's say there was no din shvu of eidachad. Then you'd win. Why would you win?
Migul.
Because otherwise, you can't be moda that you chataf and win unless you have a migu. But now you're telling me there's no migu. You don't want to go say lo chatfi. So then who needs the din of the chi yishvua of the eirecha? True, an eirecha is machayev yishvua. But why do you have to be machayev and based on the fact that the eir is machayev yishvua and therefore he can't take a shvua, he swears, he pays? No. He has to pay because he has no migu. So what do you see? That there's no problem of he's yarei to say go chatfi, or he's not chotzef enough to say go chatfi, despite the fact he's going against the eidach. Let's see Tosus back on Lach Lamed, the same cheshbon Tosus makes. Tosus cheshbon's out in Daf Lamed. Maybe you'll argue what is Tosus to say? Go back to Daf Lamed Chevra, yeah? What will be again? What the Didani says? If the Machzik brings Adam W. Mechad, the Rashba says, you would win. Even though you don't have a Migu, you can't say Ladam, because you say Yemoda. But what would help? We say Tanina. Why? Because the Mocher would be able to say, I bought from you with a Migu of Ladam. So that's good enough to help the Lokeach. But wait, why is the Mocher of a Migu? Afal gav dehai lokeach yoda shahaisa shelo, lokeach knows that it belongs to the Markama. Vehavi kichat sahada, so it's as if there's one aid that says it's Markama, in which case it's perhaps lo noach, not comfortable for the mocher to say ladam. Mikom makam havi migu. Now you understand, Mamesh, that the words of Tosus shine. Now that we saw Tosus here, you understand what Tosus meant. Bekitzer over there. The havikichat sada, meaning, and you're not comfortable saying a tain against the aid, so therefore it shouldn't be a good migu. So it says, mikomok mahavi migu. To go against an aid is not a big problem. Kedemash mel kamon, gaminascha de rababa. That ilo havi mechuyiv shvua, ben yachu shava, were it not for the din of mechuyiv shvua, that you're mechayiv shvua, and you can't swear, hayanaman lama di dichatfi, you would have been believed, migu di bayama lo chatfi. Vahimakhish is an aid. Aye, the other taina is against an aid. How could you win with such a migul? Teretz is. It's a good migul. It's not such a terrible thing to go against an eidach. Aye, but if there's a din of mitoch bayos in Nazareth, why doesn't it kick in over there too? In that case, no. Here it can't be because it's inish b'nal karkos. So therefore, you can't make the mocha is not a mechayiv shvuah either. So therefore, Tosa says you would have it then, and the mocha would win, and you say taninan. That's the sugi over there. But meanwhile, you see the one line of that Tosa, that's mamish out of our Tosa too. Yeah, well, so you hear that. That's mamish what Tosa is saying. You clearly have a migu of lo chatfi. Otherwise, you can't get to first base here. You can't be potter with a didi chatfi. If you're molde you chataf, then you have a das baldin. You're a gazlin. The Torah says you have a migu. So what do you see? That to say lo chatfi is okay for you to say lo chatfi. So back to square one. So now what happens? You want to Tosa started by saying believing with the migu of lo chatfi, take a shvut di chatfi, you could say lo chatfi. What are you going to tell me? You don't have a migu, you're afraid to say lo chatfi, you're not comfortable saying lo chatfi against the aid. If you don't have a migu to say lo chatfi, then there's nothing, then for sure you should have to pay, even were it not for what halacha. Stop, you have no way to be believed. So Tosis has to modify. The Re has to modify what he just said. Could be a both of these little Ramshutim. You all learned this in the morning. I don't know if I'm doing any, maybe we're spending too much time on this. I should just be doing the Tosas carefully. So Tosa says, what do you have to say instead? Va'omari, the Vadai, we have to change what we said slightly. Amend it. Vadai, im lo haya eid mechayiv shvua, were not for the chiv shvua of the eid, haya neman, the miku di boyama lo chatvi. She yocha lo haya is part of Rakhish is the eid below shvua. You're not. That's not a problem. And Yare is also not an issue. Also, given. But you could be Meis against an aid. Avu Hashta, the Mechayv Shvua, now that the aid is Mechayv Shvua, lo mehemen b'shvua, aidei migu, shayayachol lohoyiz pana b'rishava b'dava sha'id makhisha. Now, what is it that's a chutzpah? To contradict an aid achad is not a serious ha'aza. What is a ha'aza? To be nishba negative. No, it's to be nishba didi chatfi. It's not neged ha'ed. The aid says chatfi. Aid doesn't know if it's yours or not. So that is one time that you're more comfortable with. To the other taina lo chatfi. To say lo chatfi against the aid were not to be the chiv shvu of the aid achad. That also you could do. But to say lo chatfi and be nishba neged ha'ed, that's a chutzpah. That's the equivalent of what? Being nishba negative aid would be the equivalent of what case? Of tining against the kol. That's what Tosis more or less says in Shavuos when he presents it. He starts one way, but then he goes, modifies it the way he does here. Here it's more about Richus. Tosis, that's the problem. Just like you can't say something against the kol, so the equivalent level of discomfort would be to say, to take a shvu against the neidach. To tine against the neidach, but clearly you could do. Baharaya, because that's why you're saved without the din chiv shvua, you'd be okay because you have a migu. Ay, it's against the neidachat. There's no chiv shvua because the neidachat said differently. No, you have a migu, so you obviously would say against the neidachat. But the answer is to say a shvua against the neidachat. That's the problem. Now it's a very interesting thing. Tosas continues further, but just let's pause for a second. Lemaisa, the Arishonim that stay with this answer, Tosis and Shavuos, for example, Tosis doesn't go further. And the Rishonim, the Ramban, seemingly also says, well, the Ramban seems to be saying it's simply the makrish, the aid, unless you say the Ramban means ayde shavua. It's a little bit unclear. The Ramban says, ikad de kashale lehemni b'migu di boyama lo chatfi dim tomar kimishu enem lo b'shavua. He brings that whole thing, and then he says about Nensu, and he says, do amin amigu hecha de kamakhish sada, de gochatz of inish lakhushi sahadi. I'm not sure. The Ramban means ayde shvua, Tosa says in the end, or it means even without a shvua. Yeah, but, you know, let's see. So what, we're still not out of the woods. Fek Tosa is right there. Wait a second. Avokasha. Everyone here so far, clear? So we've presented so far I guess you could say 2/3 approaches for why you don't say amigo of diti chatfi with the shvua atu lo chatfi with the shvua. One is the idea that shvua d'oraisa doesn't allow for amigo, but that would not work only for a bein otam. You could say it, otherwise you couldn't say it. Now we're saying according to the Ri, starting by saying that you would not want to say lo chatfi, but the Tos has to modify that, you would not want to swear lo chatfi. So therefore, you need to come on to the chi of shvua of the erachad. Fektosos, the yim toma, avakasha, ileka migu. So it comes out, why is it there's no migu to say, to swear lo chatvi? My time of the Rabbi Shmuel, the pligi perikol nishboin Rabbi Abba. They argue on Rabbi Abba upatri benascha, and they say in this very case of nascha you'll be potter. Why the less ruhu mitoch shem yachu shav mishalem? They don't accept the principle of mitoch. En yachu shava, but the din is not mishalem. You can't swear, good, you're free.
So what's the point of the shvu?
Wait. So now, if the Rabbi Shmuel argue on Rabbi Abba, and they don't hold mitoch, but still vahashta, I might patri. But how can they patri? V'hapshita de'enu nemo lama didichat fi below migu, kidipish Israel. So what's Tosis pressing? What issue? In other words, you can not accept mitoch, but so what? The fact remains, if you don't have a migu, you can't be believed. Correct? If you mold that you grab, you don't have a migu, you can't be believed. No, the eid is machayiv you a shvua, correct? Do you have a migu then? Yes or no? If the eid is machayiv you a shvua, do you have a migu? Tosis got finished saying, no, you ain't a road so we shove a negative eight. It's a chutzpah. So in effect, what Tos is asking is, why do you need a command to what halacha to mechayev? In effect, what is Tos asking? Why do you have to command to the klal of mitoch to mechayev? The reason you should be chayev is because you don't have a migu left. There's a chiv shvur of the eight, and you're not meyiz to yishav an egar eid. And therefore, if you're moda yachatav, so then you're dead duck. Now you have to pay because you don't have a migu to defend you. What's your migu? You could have said lo chatfi. No, you couldn't have said lo chatfi because you have to take a shua against an eid. You don't want to do that. The same way Tosis is working out for us. You can't take a shua to di chatfi. And have a migu that you could say shvua lo chatfi with the shvua because you're not comfortable. You're not comfortable saying against an eid. Tosis knocked that down. You're not comfortable being nishba negatei. So if that's the case, then really you don't have to come out to din mitoch really. Just the fact that there's a chiv shvua means that you have no migu, so you lose. So Tosis doesn't ask it that way. I ask it that way. I say, why do you need mitoch? Tos asks it from the other angle. Rabbi Shmuel argue on Rabbi Abba. They don't hold mitoch. And what do they say? Pater. What do you mean pater? If there's no migu, then you should be chayav. So Tosis first was asking if the problem in the migu is saying against the aid, then why do you need to come out to the fact that the aid is mechayav Shmuel? So Tosis modified that and said the problem is not saying against the aid, it's nishba neged aid. But now Tos says, if the problem is there's no migu to be nishba neged eid, so then what do you need be dinah mitoch? And how can Rabbi Shmuel argue on Rabbi Abba just because they don't know mitoch? But if there's no migu, so then you have to lose because there's no migu. You're moda, you're chataf, and you have no defense of migu. Because the whole migu is what? To say lo chatfi? No, lo chatfi would require a shvua. You don't want to be nishba neged eid, so therefore you have no migu anymore. So this is what I wanted to begin to think about. Tosis and Shmuel didn't ask this question. The Ramban says, I told you the Lashon Ramban is a little bit difficult. He sounds like the issue is just saying against the aid. Maybe he means the Iker Kaban of the Ramban is the Nishba Neged aid. But he stops with that. He doesn't ask this question. Yeah, this question from Rabbi Shmuel. And the variation of the question would be, and why do you have to come on to the din of mitoch? The reason why you have to pay is because you're modesh chataf and you have no migu. Why? The fact that you would have to be nishba against the eid. There's a reason why you have no migul, because you don't want to be nishba against the eid. Not the din of mitoch, that eni yachol ishav mishalim. It's the fact that you have no migul. That's Tosfos kasha. That's the aval kasha. So what does Tosfos Shmuz do with aval kasha? What does the Ramban do? All those we've shown him who simply answer the kasha the way the reed answered the kasha. So what did they do with this kasha? They didn't. What's the only way out for them? Yeah.
Tosfos Shmuz did ask this kasha. The end of Tosfos Shmuz does ask that why it's going to the conference. This is umi with tzarich, you know, the umi with the end of the.
Tosfos was going on the point that we just read within the when what the Reb said at first and what the Reb said later. In other words, this shlav of Tosfos. Tosfos says Yeshuomar the Yare Leshaker B'Davar Sheid Makchisha. That's stamped just Yare Leshaker B'Davar Sheid, not Lishava.
Right.
And he brings Rabbi Sharshim. Then he says In Adam Toin B'Ratzon B'Davar Sheid Kol Makchisha. Miu Tzvicha L'Taima De Mechoyev Shvua De Below Shvua Lo Yechoshes Rachish. He doesn't ask my time at Rav Shmuel. He doesn't ask this Avil Kasha.
You're saying that question is why did it come out?
Right, so Tosfos says, you need the reason of Mechuyev Shvua. I understand, but wait a second. You shouldn't need the din of Mechuyev Shvua. You just don't have a Migul, so you lose. If you Moda Shechata, if you don't have a Migul, you lose. Tosfos seems to be asking more or less, he skips a step, in other words. Tosfos is asking, so then what do you mechayev shvua? Stam, you have no migul. The answer is no. Without a shvua, you could be makhish the aid. With a shvua, you wouldn't. Wait, but what do you need the klal of mitoch? And what about Rav Shmuel don't hold mitoch? But if there's no migul, you should lose anyway. That Tosfos didn't relate to. As if Tosfos, it was a non-issue for Tosfos. Why? Isn't this unbelievable kasha, this aval kasha? Does anyone have any thoughts? What could we say here? There is an assumption that Tosfos is working with straight through here. That if you challenge that assumption, and you have to know exactly on what basis, then this kasha should not bother us, this aval kasha. And it's clear from the words of Tosfos that Tosfos does not acknowledge such a possibility. But that's why Tosfos had a kasha here. But that's really where you can begin to depart ways from Tosfos. It's a very sadistic inyan that we have to develop more carefully. What key factor is the kasha based on? And Tosfos recognizes you have to assume that way, and he repeats it numerous times, that we've been taking for granted from the very beginning that we learned the sugya. What critical factor? Look at the words of Tosfos. They give themselves away. Tosfos says, Avokasha, my ilek amigo, my time at Rav Shmuel. Vasta, my patri. Vah pshita de ina namorom dichati bulamigo. But Tosfos threw in as pshita, right? That's where we have to begin to question. In other words, what have we been saying time and time again from the beginning of the Tosfos? That you cannot be believed when you say didi chatvi, even if there's no edim. But you cannot be believed if you mode didi chatvi. If you mode chataf, unless you also give him the nemanas amigo. That is the beginning of everything. That's what Tosfos is working through completely straight through. And therefore the problem becomes, time and time again, if you're going to knock down the migu, then who needs a chi of shvua? Who needs a din mitoch? But maybe we can question that assumption. In other words, does it ever say that in the Gemara? Black on white, that the reason why the dichatfi without the din of Eidachad, without Eidachad, with no Eidim, you believe because of a migul? Where do we first see that? Not Gemara. Where do we see that? Beginning with who? The Rashbam, Tosfos for sure. Gemara never said that. The line of the Gemara, Lishalim Lekatre Sahadi, doesn't say Ha'ik Amigul. Rashbam read into the Gemara. That line in the Gemara is saying, in effect, that without two Eidim, you cannot mechayev a person who says dichatfi, without Eidim. And here it's only one Eidim, so you don't have two Eidim shachata. The fact that I say dichatfi, you can't mechayev me. What does it say, ha'ik amigu? It's a lekatre sadi. The Rashbam read the Gemara, in other words, have a mikra. You can say lo chatfi. Tosis is the same. In other words, they could not imagine you should be believed if you mow that, you chataf, unless you come onto the koach of mikra. And that's what Tosis is assuming. And therefore, Tosis has all these questions. If you knock down the migu, then you have a basis to machayv right then and there. Teretz says, maybe not. Maybe not. Now you have to know how to say it. There's a lot of ways to say it. This is what the Truma Sakri I gave you to look at. Maybe the person who says didi chatfi, if there's no other Aiden, he comes to Beis Din and says, I want to tell everybody something. I took something belonging to somebody else, but I took my own. Maybe that his putter is not based on migu. Nothing to do with migu. You cannot mechayev the person to pay when he's mowed the shechatat. And now we have all different ways we could suggest why. Maybe the most basic would be, this is not about migu, this is about what principle comes to mind. What principle? Peshasa peshiter. Who says it has anything to do with migu? Who says? In the Rashbam, we saw the Shaykhis. Rashbam used both Gishonis interchangeably. But we saw already a Ramban on the Sugya of Golchatz, if you remember, the Yesh Mefarshim of the Ramban, that Pesha Asar works even when Migu Igroa doesn't work, Pesha Asar works. Pesha Asar is not dependent on the Koch of Migu and the Nemanus of Migu at all. So you hear Didi Chatfi. You have no Hodoas Baldin whatsoever. You have no basis to Mechayev me. It doesn't, and it doesn't have to be based on the fact that I could have said something else and not said, no, just that alone. You only can take what you heard. What did you hear at the end? Didi chatfi. I have nothing in what I said that can incriminate me. I said didi chatfi. What? So what are you going to mechayev me? That's peshas peshiter. It's a package. Nothing to do with me. So you can say all you want. Go noach lo to say lo chatfi. So Tosus can be perfect. There's no nemanus to go against the A, to say to swear to dichatfi, there's no migu. Granted, there's no migu. There's no migu. So why do you need to come on to chiv shvuah? You have to come on to mitoch. Simple. Because without that, you'd be potter anyway. There's no migu. Yeah, peshasa. Peshasa. Peshasa doesn't have to be tochidei dibur. It could be migu mafreya. It could be a migu legroa. It could be a migu da'aza. But peshasa peshitir. He said this. He said this. That's it. You got to go with what he said. You can't use it against him. Once you divorce peshasa peshitir from migu, then right away the whole sugya is a different sugya. It's not based on migu. It doesn't have to be a migu. So Tosus kasha could be answered along the lines of what he said here, with what the Ri says. And yet you can simply understand that the you need to come on to a dinah mitoch, because otherwise you'd be believed because of pesha asa. And the line of the Gemara, l'sham we could trace sahadi, is not because of migu, it's because of pesha asa. Good. Maybe we could say other things, not pesha asa. Pesha asa is migu after all. Then you have to say something else. Could be. We'll start thinking other ways. The most obvious thing to say is pesha asa is not migu. Again, Tosus kept pressing the point that the only way you believed when you mowed the didi chatfi is because of a migu. So Tosus needs to preserve the migu. So for Tosus, the migu is there. The migu is basic to the sugya. So Tosus now has to struggle as he does. If the migu is basic to the sugya, so then at the end of the day, say didi chatfi, take a shvud didi chatfi. Vaiter, I have a migu. So let me pater myself from the chiv tashrum and the mitoch with the migu. So you can tell me it's not a migu because any. So then what's the reason for Rav Shmuel? Mitoch, they argue on. Fine. But there's no migu, so you're chayiv anyway. The response of maybe Tosin Shavuos, maybe these Rishonim is, no. You're pater when you say didi chatfi, not because of a migu, because of separate from a migu. Maybe because of Pesha Asar, maybe because of even without Pesha Asar, you cannot mechayiv a person who says didi chatfi. I don't see him as a gazlan at all. Two Adam say didi chataf, that's a different story. If you say didi chatfi, I don't see any act of gzela here. Peshas, peshiter, possibly. So Tosus needs to keep drilling home this point that you have to come onto a migu. Let me just clarify one more nakuda. This kash of Tosus, avok kasha. Is this only a kasha on the Ri modified himself, but basically he's explaining it's not a migu because you don't want to be going against the aid with the shvua. We had the earlier point in Tosis, right? That according to Rabbeinu Tam, we could still live with that. What was that? That the reason why it's not a migu is because it's a shvua d'oraisa, you can't get a migu off a shvua d'oraisa. So is the kasha now only on the re or is on that too? According to the pshat before that we said for Rabbeinu Tam that you could suggest it's not a migu because you can't build up a shvua d'oraisa. So again, so the kasha should be the same kasha the pashtas. So Rabbi Shmuel, don't hold mitoch. Fine. But still, how can you be pater? How can you argue Nachan de Rav Abba by the case of Nachan de Rav Abba if there's no migu because you can't get a migu off a shvua d'oraisa? So then you should be chayiv anyway. There's no migu. So what, how did you learn the kasha? Is it only on the re or it goes back on before? Yeah, this kasha Tosis is asking that if there's no migu, then what do you, then how can Rabbi Shmuel hold that your putter, in the case of Nafka Rav Abba, they don't hold a din of mitoch, but if there's no migu, then they should be, they should say a chayev also. You can't say didichatvi without a migu. This kasha, is this only a question on the reason that Tosis now gave that there's no migu because you can't be meiz panav? Lahakish should say aid b'shvua is only according to that, or is it even a kasha on the earlier pshat that we started off with the Tosis that it's not a migu because the other shvua would have been a shvua d'oraisa? So again, the kasha would be the same kasha. No, I'm asking how you learned pshat and Tosis. When you read the Avo Kasha, did you see it as connected only to what just came before, the reason that's not a migu of the re, or it would even go back to the beginning of the Tosis? That it's not a migu for the other reason mentioned, because it's shvua d'oraisa in the other case. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you could still say such a teretz, because nensu is not a shvua d'oraisa. But shvua d'oraisa, you can't say a migu of a shvua d'oraisa. So again, if there's no migu here, then my time is Rav Shvua. The same kasha. So there's a lot of Torah that's said here that maybe Tosis would not be asking on the beginning. But if we don't have to say Torah, we don't have to say Torah, right? Why start saying, I mean, if anyone could show me why it has to be Tosis only asking on before, maybe let's assume in the Chanami. The Kasha of Tosis now is going all the way back to, which could very well be fit within the Lashon of Tosis as we go forward. Let's proceed now. L'kach nira. So what is this? So Kachnir is going back to answer, back again, the kasha that started everything. How did the Tosis begin? V'yim tomar, believe him with a migu, that if he says di chatvi, let him swear to that effect, and he has a perfect migu, he could have said lo chatvi, and he's taken a shvua for that. Kachnir, with the rivam, kemosha pirush rivam, devada yhavi migu. So the very hagdom of the rivam is really as me, meaning to say, we're going afuke what answer? Not just the answer just mentioned before. We're coming against the whole Tosis until now. First Tosis said there's no migu because of that's the fact that the shvua d'oraisa. You can't draw on a shvua d'oraisa on the time of the shvua d'oraisa. Now Tosis says it's not a migu because you don't want to go against the aid with the shvua. So now all that, erase it. Really perfect migu. Perfect migu. Ula hachi patri Rav Shmuel. And that's why this kasha is not a kasha, this gas kasha. Rav Shmuel say a patri because of the migu. Dineman b'shvua b'migu d'ibaya amar lo chatvi. Tosis says, according to Rav Shmuel, you believed. You don't, you're patri. But Tosis adds the word b'shvua. Why does he add the word b'shvua? You see, very important, because Tosis' own amanus, according to Rabbi Shmuel, has to always be built on what? On another peshasar, on migu. So if it's a migu, then what do you always have to do to be neman? You have to, you can't get off a less than the other taina. The other taina of lochatvi needs a shvua. So for sure you need a shvua. Were I to argue that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're pater without a migu, then maybe you would not need a shvua either. If there's no din mitoch, so then who says in Yeshua? The only reason Tosis says in Yeshua is because Tosis throughout is assuming that you need to come out to Migu. So now what do we do with our kasha? So now comes Rabbi Ram. Rababa Sover. Now we have to deal with the kasha head on, the original kasha. Rababa Sover. Afal Gav the Islay Migu. Here you have a Migu. What's the Migu now that we're talking about right now at the end of the day? Didi Chatri with the Shmua? That you could have said Lo Chatri with the Shmua. Yeah, that Migu. That Migu is good. That's what Rabbi Shmuel used. But the answer is, but according to Rav Abba, the Migu won't help you. You can have all the Migus in the world, it will not help you. If you're faced with a Chiv Shvua and Yochli Shava, there's only one option left. Afagav the Israel Migu Chayiv. The Kevan the Ika Echad and Mechayivu Shvua min HaTorah. If you've got an Eid Echad who's Mechayivu Shvua, Kein Hu HaDin. The Din is clear. She Yishava Lach Vishasa'ed O Yishalim. The Ein Mo'il Lo Migu Lipater. What is the Vort of the Riva? Of the Rivam. What is the word here of this teretz? It's directly answering the kasha that we started with. Not the way we were going before. Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri. We asked, let's use the Migu to pater from the din of Tashumin of Bitoch. So we tried to say, well, the Migu is not a good Migu for one reason or another. But then we found ourselves stuck with Rabbi Shmuel. Then you don't need to come on, even without Bitoch, you should be Chayiv. It's no Migu. This is the cheshbon of the Tosfos. So what are we left with? The Rivam. The Rivam says, no. There is a Migu. But the Migu won't help you. Why? Because there's an Eid Echad, Ika Echad, and Mechai B'Shvua, and that Torah, that is the din. Either you take a Shvua or you pay. In other words, the Rivam is making a klal, is defining for us the yisod of the din of Mitoch. Mitoch says, if you don't have the way to discharge the shvua, that's the din. You have to pay. What was the kasha? As we will master the kasha, what was the kasha? Use a migu to pater from what? From the chiyuv what? From the chiyuv what?
From
the chiyuv shvua? Or the chiyuv mamon? From the chiyuv mamon that the din mitoch brings about. Says the Rivam, a klal with Mitoch. Mitoch doesn't allow for other options. That's the din of Mitoch. If you cannot swear, that's it. You have one option. Take the Shvua, two options. Take the Shvua, if not, Tashlumin. Ein molo miguli pater. In other words, that's the answer to the kash. If I would find a way to use a migu to pater from the shvua, could the Rivam live with that? Listen again. If I could use a migu to pater from the shvua,
yeah.
Then I wouldn't have mitoch. Then the migu, there's nothing to start. There's no real start of rolling. The Rivam didn't say, in other words, what's Tosa's position about Migu of Turim Mishvua? We saw in the sugya earlier, Rabbi Rosh Hashem, there's a concept called Migu of Turim Mishvua. Rivam doesn't deny that. If I could find a Migu, and you know what? Rishonim brings such a Migu in. Rishonim discuss, what about the fact that you could have said Achzarti? This guy could say, I gave it back. The Nascha. So let that help. That solve his problem. He shouldn't have to pay. He has a migo of Echzarti. The Rishonim Tumo, can a Gazim say Echzarti? You know, he grabbed it. Is he Neman? Yes, no. If yes, then maybe the case is that we saw it by him. He couldn't say Echzarti. Now, that migo is a migo that would be good to pater from the Shvua too. Echzarti doesn't require a Shvua. You can ask Shvua's Hesis, I don't know. Chara, Echzarti is no Shvua. The Rivam is not dealing with that. Migu could help with Turim Mishvua. The issue in the Rivam is something else. Now that I've gotten through the hoop, that there's a Chiv Shvua, and now the Chiv Shvua can't be executed, so now I have to pay. So Tosis wanted to use a Migu to pater from the halacha that you have to pay if you can't take a Shvua. That Chiv Mamon that the Din Mitoch has created, that Tosis wanted to use a Migu to pater from. So Tosus originally was saying, well, it's not a good migu. Tosus says, yeah, but then Rabbi Shmuel are difficult. Because if they're saying you're potter, you got to base it on a migul. So it must be a good migul. So what do we have to say? That the Rivam says, no, the answer is mitoch does not allow for such an option of anything but shvua or mamon. Why that is? So Tosfos is going to eventually say it's nisvara. Tosfos is not quite saying that yet. You have to know, where does it come from, the din mitoch? What kind of, what's the makor from mitoch? Is it gzeiras hakasuv? If it is, then this halach, this idea is part of gzeiras hakasuv. If it's svar, then that's good for the taitz of mitoch. Now, is Tosfos saying a specific idea relating to shvuas eid echad? Or he means a general idea that when you have mitoch, you can't get out of it with a migul. Does Tosfos mean shvuas eid echad? How did you learn the Tosfos? The Tosfos discussing eid echad. That's our case. But is the Rivam Svara specific to an eid echad? The shvuas eid echad. So if you're medayik very carefully in the next part of Tosfos, which is why I wanted to do as much of the Tosfos as I could. You know, I want to. Maybe we'll do it even tomorrow. We'll finish the Tosfos, then we'll come back for some points. But it's good to see the whole flow of the Tosfos, the ins and outs. From the next part of Tosfos, I think it's very clear. You should be able to see it when you read it carefully, that the Rivam was not saying a is so dafka by shvuas eid echad. Even by a shvuah modem mikzas, for example, we're having mitoch. What would be a case of mitoch by shvuah modem mikzas? Instead of saying, I owe you 50, I don't owe you 50, I say, I owe you 50, and I don't know about the other 50. That's mitoch. I can't swear that I don't, that any yodea, any shvuah is, I don't know. So that, where the father would say, chamshin yadana, chamshin lo yadana, there, the father has to pay now, because it's mitoch. And it's a special halacha by the yorshim, by the kids, they don't have to pay b'kihai gavna. Tosfos says they shouldn't have known, so therefore we're not mechayiv them based on the rule. So Tosfos is going to discuss that right now. But Tosfos is going to ask the kasha that what kind of a raya from there to the case over here? Over there, there's no migul. So how do you know the din mitoch where there is a migul? That migul doesn't help. Meaning, if there'd be a migul over there and it wouldn't help, that would be fine. But if the Rivam only said it by eid echad, then what is migul over there going to do? It's not eid echad, it's a shvuas modem mikzas. Did you see the next part of Tosfos yet? No. Okay, so I don't want to confuse anybody. Up to this point, clear? Clear, crystal clear what Tosfos is doing? The beginning of Tosfos until this point, right? Tosfos basically is presented two, possibly three, more or less two, but one of them branches out, as to why you can't until the Rivam, right? Then the Rivam comes with another mahalach. Initially, Tosfos said you don't have a migul of shvua of the dichatfi with the shvua of lochatfi because it's a shvua del rice of lochatfi. So we will masbe one way that you can't draw an emunus off a taina that doesn't have an emunus without a shvua. That's what Shua the Raisa means. It has no nemanas to the Taina. But that's a problem because you see the case of Nensu that you could have a Shua off of a Taina's Nensu. Unless the Middle Tam is correct, and then Shua's Nensu is only Drabban. One variation. Another variation is the Ri. The Ri says you have no Migu of Lochati because you don't want to say against the aid. You simply don't want to say against the aid. You're not comfortable. Or you're afraid he'll make you Pasuleidus together with the other guy. Yeah, so we struggled. Why would you Dichatfi? Will you not be Pasuleidus? Al Kopanim, that's another reason why it's not a good migul. That can't be, because then, says the Ri, what do you need the Chiv Shvua at all? What do you need the Chiv Shvua? Just the Eid Echad said what he said. It's no migul. Sounds like you have to have a Chiv Shvua and Yachal Shava. So Tosfos changed this tune. Not the fact that you won't go against the Eid to contradict him with words. You don't want to contradict the Eid with the Shvua. That's why there's no migul. And therefore you have to come out to the Chiv Shvua of the Eid Echad. That's the read. Then Tosfos asks the obvious question. The next question is avokasha, that if there's no migul, and I think it goes in everything, for whatever reason, let's assume, the reason of the reason of earlier paratosis with the Raisa. There's no migul. Then how could Rabbi Shmuel say a putter in the case of Nasa Dravava? Granted, they don't accept the rule of mitoch, but if there's a fact is there's no migul, and Tosis takes for granted that without a migul, you have no right to say the dichati and be believed. So if there's no migul for whatever reason, then you cannot be putter because you have no migul. So who cares? You don't know the mitoch. In other words, who needs mitoch? You're chayiv because there's no migul. So we suggested apparently if Tosis and Shmuel doesn't ask such a kasha, Tosis is fine to say like the Ri, and the Ramban and others shown him, that means that they must have taken on the assumption of Tosis that Rabbi Shmuel needed to come onto a migul. Maybe the dichatfi without Eidim you believe without a migul, possibly because of Pesha Asa, maybe even without that, but not because of a migul. Yeah, that was, but Tosis takes for granted it's with a migul. That's what Tosis assumes. Rabbi Shmuel require a shvur. To be potter, you need a shvur because it's no better than the taina of Gochatvi. So Tosis comes with the Rivam. Tosis says that there's a yisod in mitoch. You can't use a migul. Either you take the shvur that the eid is machayev you, or you pay. The words sound like it's alacha u'gabi shvur seid echad. We'll try to prove tomorrow from the Hemshecha Tosis that Rivam is saying a broader issue, that the din of mitoch does not allow for the option of migul. So some points to think about. First of all, finishing the Tosis, and then beginning to compare or contrast Tosis here, Tosis and Shavuos. Tosis and Shavuos did not quote anything else except the Ri. More or less, he doesn't want to be mayiz to be nishba neged ha'ed. Tosis does not ask avokasha, nor does he bring the Rivam at all. Right. So we have to consider that Tosis in light of our Tosis. And then begin to spread out a little bit more of these in Yonim, a lot of layers in this Tosis. But before anything else, the cheshbon of the Tosis, the ins and outs of the Tosis, that's the most basic thing. Good.